Hold on, one.
That bitch's hair is snapped.
All right, everyone. So this is the Grim Lord, and it's Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are playing Monster College. This is actually, the dev follows me on X, so I'm like, you know what? Let's promote his game, which is on 8.0, which I think means it's almost done. I'm not exactly sure. There's probably actually a higher version on the Patreon, which you can support. And it's also on Steam, but I got mine on itch.io, and I think it's like a fairly recent version of the game. Remember, you can get the most recent version on Patreon. But yeah, you know, I said, oh, there's a lot of sex college games. But what we don't have is a monster college. Monster girls, right? So let's go ahead and get started, because this looks like it could be good.
So the Frankenstein one's like necrophilia? Oh, I see what you're
This visual novel is intended for adults according to national laws and rules. If you're an adult, you can play this. There's no actual real people in it, and you're an idiot if you think otherwise. Okay. And it's a work of fiction. Unfortunately, guys, this is a work of fiction. I'm sorry, there's what? No real monster colleges that
no
I know
wolf
of.
Women?
I know, right?
They're
well,
called,
that's furries. You don't want those.
They're called Filipino. No, play. I've seen some gorgeous Filipinos.
I have as well. All right, so at any rate, let's get started. It was such a beautiful evening. I love spending time
Full
together.
Moon, notice that.
Uh-oh. Well, you might actually see a wolf woman. It was perfect, as always. I'm so lucky to have you. You're intelligent, witty, cultured, romantic, passionate. I wish this would last forever.
Oh my God.
Having you close to me makes me feel safe. I can feel the warmth of your body, the warmth of your love. It's all thanks to you, Anne. You're the one who's perfect. I love you so much. Yeah, but, Grim, we've been seeing each other for 2 years now. Yet I still don't feel like I'm really part of your life. I wonder, if you really love me, why won't you come live with me? Is it that maybe I'm not important enough? Come on, Anne, you know you are. You're important, exaggerate, you're important, liar, you're important, be sincere.
Sincere, possibly? You've been dating that long, might as well try.
You're one of the most important people in my life, and you know it. If you really loved me, you would have moved in with me already. You know it's not that easy. Because of your father. Yes, because of my father.
Count Dracula.
Come on, Grim. You're not a baby anymore. Just break free from him. He keeps you on a leash like a dog. He is just very protective. You know, he suffered a lot after my mother's, my mother, you know. I am all that he has left.
Got
I don't think he's ready.
The heart.
I don't even think that's the deal with him. I don't think he's ready to let me go yet. No, I get it. But when will he be ready to let you go? Will he ever be? You can't just let your wings be clipped like this. He's behaving selfishly at this point. It's not fair forcing you to stay by his side. Come on, it's not like he's forcing me. You don't even realize it. You're so bright and perceptive, and yet you don't notice such oblivious, obvious things.
The Feratu family has been this way for years and years.
He loves me and needs me. That's the only obvious thing to me. I love you and need you too, Grim. I know, but he what? He's still my father, the only family I have left. It's not like I'm asking you to get rid of him. All I'm saying is that you should start looking at our future, Grim. Our future, I hope. Your father, he's a great guy, I know. But his presence makes you so insecure. I'm not an insecure person. Then just move in with me. If you really love me, if you really think I'm important, if you really want to make me happy, why don't we live together?
You plan on keeping that figure? I'll think about it.
It's not that easy. That's a good question. See how insecure you are? If it is what you want, just say yes. You're truly diabolical, Anne. You always manage to twist things to your advantage. How do you do it? How do I do it? Well, I learn from the best. Huh? And who would that be? Give it a guess.
Me!
Are you maybe implying I'm someone who manipulates people? No, absolutely not. Or, well, when I do it, it's for educational purposes. You know, my studies in behavioral psychology.
Just like that sketch where you're watching. I don't even think I can manipulate you. You're a psych major. I don't even think it's scientifically possible.
Behavioral psychology. You study so much, and yet you're still so bad at analyzing body signals. You think so? Definitely. Why do you think that? Because someone here is desperately trying to get you to kiss them, and yet you're just standing there doing nothing.
I was waiting for you to give the shove my cock in your mouth motion.
Someone, huh? So Grim, is someone going to get this kiss, or... Oh, he got a boobit also.
And then he goes...
Come live with me. With I can't. Then come with me just for one night. Can you do that for me? Just for one night?
I'll come with you one night.
Oh, that's got me thinking of a...
And then he squeezes. She said, do you like balloons? Come with me and we'll float. They all float down here.
Oh, no, not that.
And he squeezes and then goes...
Just for one night. I wonder what intentions you have. Follow me, Grim. I'll show you my intentions.
Cruel intentions. Reese Witherspoon's just around that corner.
Still haven't seen that yet.
It's pretty nice for a demon goddess's house. Spawn of Satan.
We don't know that yet.
I don't know. I like to throw some random guesses in there. Mix things up.
Right.
I will say
so
they
Grim.
Do exist, but I haven't seen too many gorgeous women like that with personality.
You could have all this every day, Grim.
Every day?
A beautiful house, a pool, a nice car, all expenses paid. I don't care about money. I'm a man. And what do you care about? This moment, are you?
This moment with you.
I want to live this moment with you. Oh, you're only making things worse, Grim. You only care about living in the moment. What about the future? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're not really the right person for me.
Maybe I fucked up.
I'm so tired of this.
Well.
Maybe I should just leave you. Stop it, Anne.
Oh,
maybe I should just let you fuck me properly.
Well,
to make you understand what I feel for you.
Oh, if I
to make
you
understand that
shut up,
we belong together.
Shove that dirty panties in your mouth.
And that you shouldn't fear your future with me.
I'd have you spread eagle upside down, eat you like a watermelon.
I have so much to give you. I want to be yours. You know, Anne. What?
If you're my property, you
I'll
don't
come
talk
live
back.
With you, or I'll think about it.
I'll come live with you. Let's see where that goes.
I'll do it. I'll come stay with you. For real?
For
real.
Realsies.
Every moment with you makes me feel special. There's no reason for me not to want to be with you. And what about your father? I'll talk to him. He'll come to terms with it. You're right. He can't control my life forever. I'm proud of you, Grim. Now tell me, Grim, what do the signals from my body say? Do I really need to answer that?
Well, yep.
Oh, yes, Grim. Yes, lick me all over, she says. Grim, yes, more. Touch me, Grim. Oh, Grim, I want you so badly.
What's for dinner tonight?
Hold me tight.
Tuna casserole again?
You're so passionate. You're fantastic. My man. Like that, yes, oh yes, I like that. I love it. Oh my. Oh, so good.
And then she goes, oh.
Your tongue.
What was that?
Your
nothing,
finger.
Nothing.
More.
What? Hair's growing out of your vagina.
I love
like
it
Peter
so
Parker's
much.
Fingers.
I'm all wet. I want you, Grim. I want you inside me. I'm all yours. Come on, don't keep me waiting. Please, I'm so turned on. Something feels off. I feel strange. My heart is racing. I've never felt like this before.
He said, look at it. Look at it.
I must really be excited for this. Ha ha. He's over there looking like Wolverine. Well, Anne is great after all.
This adamantium's killing me inside.
Grim, what are you waiting for? You think the adamantium skeleton has anything to do with his penis?
No, I'm just saying, in Logan, that's what was killing him, you know, in the movie.
Because he has the adamantium skeleton.
He was getting metal poisoning all those years. Oh. It was working harder than his generative things.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that whole Logan one, you know, he said it a couple of times, like, it's the shit they put in me,
right,
it's killing
me. Ah, sorry, Anne. I was just wanting to know if the adamantium skeleton involved his dick.
There's no bones in your dick.
I didn't think there was.
No.
Because it's
an
organ.
We are one of the few animals that don't have bones in our dick.
Wow, that's very interesting.
You know, people use raccoon penis bones for putting in their distillery.
Oh, I didn't know that.
To keep the spout stream running straight, not scattered into a vial for, you know.
I did not know that.
Yep. Well, it's not a everyday commercial use.
Yeah. Interesting. I wanted to create some anticipation, you know? To increase your desire. My desire is already at its peak, Grim.
I just like slapping the Arby's roast beef in between your legs.
Oh, I feel it. I feel it about to enter.
We have the meats.
Fuck me, Grim. Make me your...
I'm going to make your au jus go all over this place.
Oh, yes. Oh, so great. You're so hard. Something's not right. My body, I feel my muscles swelling.
I feel
my heart racing. Am I having a heart attack? No need to be gentle, Grim.
Not
fuck
a succubus,
me.
Just
fuck
an everyday woman.
Don't be afraid to hurt me. You know I love your passion. It's one of the things that make you so special. I want to make love to Anne, but my body... No, I can't stop. Anne is too important. I don't want to disappoint her. I love you, Grim. Oh, yes, faster. Oh, so deep. You're so strong, so hot. I adore you, Grim. Fuck me with all your strength.
And then her head pops up. Why do I keep killing these bitches?
Grim, yes, you're on fire today. You've never been this energetic before. Oh, fuck, yes, more and more. Oh, it's so deep. Oh, Grim, you almost feel like a different person. Amazing. No, this is wrong. Something is really wrong. I can't control myself anymore. I feel a strange energy growing inside me. If it keeps like this, this is dangerous. I risk hurting her.
Now,
I don't want to hurt
something
Anne.
Growing inside him, that's where you watch out.
What's happening? Uh-oh.
Nosferatu. Or a werewolf.
Ouch, careful, you hurt me. Grim, is something wrong? You cut me with something. Grim, are you feeling all right? My body.
Oh.
It's changing. My body is changing. Don't worry, Grim, it's nothing. Just a cut. Please don't stop now. It was just an accident. I can't. What is happening? I need to get out of here. Anne, sorry. Forgive me. I need to go. Grim, what is going on? I can't stay. Sorry. Grim, is it about to cut? Don't worry. It's really no big deal. If you need more time moving in with me, it's okay. I can wait. Please don't leave. Come back to me. I can't, Anne. Sorry, I can't. Grim!
Those tits. Does she not notice that abnormally large hand?
Right! Look at it.
That should be a dead giveaway.
I'm sorry, Anne. Forgive me. Grim!
I don't care if you turn it into chicken feet.
No.
No Nosferatu hands.
I know.
He's a werewolf.
He is not a vampire. Don't go, Grim.
Or both.
Not a vampire. He's a werewolf.
He's a mutt. Don't give me that horse.
What happened?
He just left her meat curtains lying and stuff.
Did I do something wrong? Grim, I love you.
And then she reaches down and sniffs it. Oh, no wonder.
I want to be with you. Don't abandon me. I need you.
Yep. That's what I do when I feel rejected. Squat on the floor. Works every time.
She's taking a shit.
Yep. She's like,
what would Amber Heard do?
Like, a monster. I've become a monster. Why? What was it? A virus? A divine punishment?
You know, he looks more like, I don't read too good.
I abandon her. She keeps calling me. She probably just wants explanations. Who wouldn't want them? I hope she doesn't feel guilty. It's not her fault if this happened. This condition must be a punishment. A punishment for not realizing how lucky I was to have her. Her, the university, my life, I had everything. It's all perfect, and now everything is lost. A monster. This is worse than a nightmare. What should I do now? I'll have to leave the university, too. I'll have to run away. Leave everyone behind. And my father. I'll run away from everyone and hide. I'll live in a cave at the edge of the world. There's no other solution, and maybe one day I'll be forgiven for my sins and will be back to myself again.
He's into bestiality.
I have to hurry.
One out of every five people are werewolves now because of bestiality.
I must leave right away. Anne will come look for me here. I'm sure of it. I'll leave a note for her and my father. Grim! Dad? Shit, he's home already.
Wolves don't let other
Son,
wolves
is everything all right? Stomach ache or tired?
Stomach ache?
Well, yeah, it's nothing. Just a bad stomach ache. Grim, you sound strange. Are you sure you don't need any help?
Explosive
Everything's
diarrhea.
Fine, really. I don't need anything.
You say wipe your ass one time, you're like, never mind, I'll leave you alone.
Why doesn't he leave? He's never been this pushy before. Grim, let me in. The door is locked. Go away or respect my privacy.
I'm masturbating. Come back later.
Respect my privacy?
Respect my privacy.
No, just leave me my privacy. Grim, we need to talk. Please, Dad, I need to be alone. I can help you. Leave me alone. I insist.
At least use your
girl. Ah, fine. As you wish, Dad, but you won't like what you'll see. Hey, son. What, Dad? You too?
And then the TV sitcom people. I fucked the dog again. Yep. Oh, canine AIDS. It's a serious deal.
Go.
They all become werewolves.
Let's talk.
For years they thought it was the biting. Nope, it's
I
the
think
fucking.
I owe you an explanation.
Not such a cool movie now, is it?
We're werewolves, Grim. I don't know when or how it happened exactly. The cursed blood has been in our family for hundreds of years. Your grandfather used to tell me it started somewhere in Scotland. Well, anyway, they call it a curse, but it's really not that bad.
I wonder why they don't turn into sheep.
Tell me, how do you feel? How do I feel? I'm a monster. That's how I feel. A monster. Oh, Grim, you don't realize it, but you're blessed. And you call this curse a blessing? Look at me, Dad. I'm a monster. Stop it, Grim. I know you're scared. I was too when I transformed for the first time. How do you feel? I mean, physically. I'm fine. Does anything hurt? Do your bones hurt? No. What about your muscles? Do you feel tense or any sort of pain? My muscles? My muscles are okay. Great, good, better than expected. You know, your Aunt Jenny got sick and suffered for a whole week after her first transformation.
Damn, Steve Jobs done got fangs and pork chop sideburns.
Aunt Jenny is a monster too? Oh, please, stop using that ugly word,
Even
Grim.
If she weren't a werewolf, she'd
actually
be a monster.
Quite,
she idiots.
It's actually quite discriminatory. We're not monsters, we're werewolves. Or if you prefer, lycanthropes.
Or you could boil it down to years of heavy inbreeding.
Damn it, Dad, we are
Look
monsters.
Look at that forehead. You can't say inbreed what the
Our
fact
whole damn family is. Fuck, even Aunt Jenny is. How do I get out of this?
Never seen a dog with that forehead.
How do I get back to my normal self? You just did it as if it was nothing. Well, I guess you did it partially. You still have those teeth and claws. Well, let me explain. As werewolves, we have a few forms we could take, Grim. I think we could say that we have four levels of transformation.
Ew.
Our normal form, the human form, is the first level. You know, the one you've been your whole life till now. The state I'm in now is the form I prefer, the second level. I call it the half-human form. Third level is the one I was in before. That's what we would call the werewolf. You instead, you're currently in, I guess, a hybrid form between the second and third level of transformation. Don't worry, it's your first time experiencing the mutation, it's totally normal. With time and training, you'll manage to control your transformations much better. Fourth level is the wolf, a magnificent creature, truly. Oh, I can't wait for you to experience that. Oh, and the best thing is you can change your shape at will. Whatever you want, you just have to ask it. Ask the wolf.
You just have to believe.
To do that, though, you must accept yourself for who you are. You must be aware of what you have become. Accept myself? Well, what would that even mean? It means that you will retain your current aspect until you understand that it is an essential part of you. I still don't understand. Throughout your life, you haven't been yourself. I mean, you've never been complete. You've only been the shadow of what you were meant to be, what you are now. Do you understand? You're no monster. We are no freaks. We are a wonder. Are you telling me I've always been a monster? I mean, a werewolf? Exactly. Why did it happen now? Why didn't you tell me all this earlier? Well, usually our kind prefers to let their children have a normal youth. Sometimes the curse can skip a generation, you know? What if you never transformed after I told you you were a werewolf? Huh, that would have sucked. I actually thought you weren't gifted with it. Your powers oddly manifested very late for our kind. I guess you weren't ready before. Or maybe the full moon tonight was stronger. The planets aligned perfectly? I'm no expert. I can't really tell. I'm just glad you're one of us, though. I see. Understanding is the first step, but not enough. You must accept it, Grimm. Gars is a blessing, Grimm. I'll never stop telling you so. From today onwards, you'll be stronger, more resilient, even sharper. All your senses will be amplified. And not just when you're in wolf form. With the right training, you'll control your forms and powers better. Isn't it great? Amplified senses. Yeah, I guess that's true. Tonight when I was with Anne, I perceived everything as if it were amplified. The wolf grants great powers. Maybe you're right. Maybe this was my destiny.
The goofiest thing.
I accept it. I accept this new me. I accept the wolf inside me. Wonderful. Now relax.
All right.
Simply think about turning back to your human form. Okay,
Spot.
Dad.
There's the wolf's about to be inside you, bend over.
Yes, I did it, Dad. I did it. Well done.
If
I knew you could do it.
If I'm just ever standing naked in a room.
Look, Dad, I did it!
You will become a great pack leader. Now you should probably get some rest. We're leaving tomorrow, early in the morning. We're leaving? Where to? Why? Silverleaf University. What? A university? I already attend an excellent university, and I'm doing well there. Does your current university help you control, refine, and enhance your abilities? No. Without proper training, we lycanthropes risk losing control. As of now, next time you transform, you may devour our neighbors. The Perkins? Well, I wouldn't mind. That damn dog of theirs is always growling and barking at me. Yeah, I wonder why. Oh. Ooh. Now I get it. Well, guess I'll go pack my things. You're off to Monster College,
just
my boy.
Like that. Oh, well, no reason to say bye to anybody, just banging, but, yeah. You really got me out of that one.
You
I
see,
I was
Grim.
Have to move in with her.
You see, Grim, you'll have a great time at Silverleaf. You know, I met your mother there. Mom, don't tell me she was a werewolf, too. The most gorgeous werewolf Silverleaf University has ever had. You never talk about Mom. Please tell me more. Well, Juliet was kind of a loner, the grumpy type. Her family got rid of her while she was very young. Why? Well, her parents weren't werewolves, so she was bitten by another werewolf? Not really. What do you think? Grandma had an affair? Mom was adopted? Or I don't know.
Mom was adopted?
Was my mother adopted? Way off, kiddo. Your grandma wasn't very satisfied with your maternal grandfather. She had an extramarital affair with one of our kind. That's how your mother was born.
That's what I figured.
Grandma's a bitch, or who's the man?
Who's the man? Oh, my cousin. That's how us inbreeding dog families...
So who is the werewolf? I don't know. I don't even think your mother knew. Our community consists of tens of thousands of individuals scattered around the globe. There's many families, clans. Many don't even live in cities. It could have been anyone. Anyway, when your mother first transformed, I'm sure there are. It must have been terrible without any help. It was. Women transform earlier, too. When your mother first transformed, she was just a little girl, but she was strong. It took her a few weeks, but she managed to control the wolf on her own. She remained hidden for weeks? That's right. Luckily, her family lived near a large forest. Juliet hid there, feeding on wild animals and drinking water from a river. Then she managed to regain her human form. She went back to her parents, but they ran away, they kicked her out of the house, or they were werewolves too.
They kicked her out of the house?
They kicked her out of her house, exactly. Instead of helping her, they treated her like a monster and drove her away. Your mother found herself wandering around the country without a goal. She had no friends, no money, and no home. Jeez. Fortunately, Silverleaf University found her before it was too late. Silverleaf is not just a university, it's a place where great minds converge. People of all kinds endowed with many abilities and powers. Thanks to them, your mother found a new home and was saved. She was adopted by the whole community. They gave her a place to stay and an education suited to her. So, this is why she was a grumpy woman? Being rejected by a parent is never a good thing. Despite accepting her own differences, she could never forgive her parents. I understand. Abandonment is a terrible thing.
She was eating a pork chop and he's like, hey honey, and wanted to pat her on the back.
She felt like an orphan. But even worse, for she knew her parents were still alive. They simply didn't want her.
That's your bone.
It took her many years to come to terms with it and to integrate. Her parents had convinced her that she was a monster, you see. Juliet had accepted the wolf as part of herself yet, but at the same time, she despised it. She despised herself and those like her, all because of her parents' fear and words. They were still her reference points. She felt different and wrong. And because of it, she hated the other students and teachers. The animal in her made her insecure, or hating herself, she hated others too. By hating herself, she also hated others. Exactly. That's why she was grumpy, unsociable, and violent. How did she get out of it? Well, modestly, she met me. After months and months of wild courtship, she finally fell for me. Juliet had learned to love what she hated. It was the decisive step towards a complete understanding of her being. To love is to understand, you know?
He says, you know how they always say you can't make a whore a housewife? Well, guess what I did?
From that moment on, everything became easier. Then you came along, and you ruined everything. Dad, I'm kidding. You're the greatest gift a parent could receive. Thanks, Dad.
And if anybody said it once, they'll say it again. No one was easier than your mom.
I know what you're thinking.
Easy as apple pie.
You're thinking about that girl, Anne.
In an apple pie factory.
Will I ever see her again? It's complicated. Don't mixed relationships exist? I mean, yeah, of course there's mixed relationships. There's a bit of everything, Grim, you know? So, can I keep on seeing her? Grim, our community lives in secrecy. There are many people like your mother's parents. Anne is a dear girl. She's intelligent, beautiful, and above all, she loves you. I don't want to leave her. I'm willing to leave her. I need time to reflect.
I don't want to leave her.
Dad, I don't want to leave her. I understand, son. But remember, a relationship like this is very delicate, dangerous for the both of you. I know. I understand.
Bite her on the neck, she'll become one of us.
That's not how that works. Well, Dad, what's the Silverleaf place like? I think it's getting scratched. I mean,
oh
shit,
scratched.
That happened.
I've already been scratched.
Remember when he cut her?
I know. That's what
I mean, are there other werewolves? Is it dangerous? Dangerous. Well, yeah, it can be. It's full of other species too, not just werewolves. Are you kidding me? Can you give me some advice? I mean, what other creatures are there? Dragons? Vampires?
What about were-dolphins?
Ah, vampires, the sexiest women on the planet. Just a simple touch of theirs can make you, well, you know, it can make you, you get it, right? Okay, no need for further explanations. What else? There's a bit of everything in Silverleaf. There are hundreds of special creatures. Any of them lethal? Can they harm me? Any of them? Oh, Grim. All of them. Are you kidding me? Absolutely not. Any person can be a lethal creature. Give them a weapon or powers and they're potentially deadly. Besides, you're a lethal creature too. You can kill a grown bull with a single swipe. So should I be worried? Nah, come on. No one will hurt you. If you don't give them a reason to. What about the teachers? The best on the planet. Some of them have been around for millennia. One of them invented writing, you know. What? You gotta be joking me. No, Grim, I'm not joking. Some people have been living for thousands of years and have contributed to the foundations of the earliest societies. Some of them have even been presidents. Fuck, I knew it. No, that Joe one Biden? Was a joke.
It was Corn Pop. He was a really bad dude.
None of us have ever been that interested in politics. Ah, Dad? Yes, son? Fuck you. Oh, shut it. You have no sense of humor. I'm leaving behind the woman of my life to attend a monster college? What's the joke about? Don't worry, son. You'll see. You'll have fun.
And then a rabbi?
You'll see.
A priest.
You'll have fun. I imagine Dad was teasing me again. I gotta keep calm. Everything's fine, Grim.
The rabbi's a werepig.
And I'm in a cultural institute. Everything is fine. There's no danger here. I just have to wait for that clerk to give me the enrollment forms. Wow. Miss Felvia, huh? I hope she won't impale me with those horns of hers. Of course, nothing wrong with her demonic appearance. Completely normal. She's just a working woman. That's all. A professional. I have to respect her. She serves the community. With her enormous breasts. She's just a beautiful demon with enormous breasts doing her job.
They can look totally deformed, but they have breasts like that. He's like, all is forgiven now.
And what a woman. If she didn't have those horns.
The spots on her head.
If she didn't have those horns and that strange skin, I would gladly rail her. No, he agrees with you. Fuck, she's making me so horny. It's all completely normal. Nothing wrong with that. She's just that sexy of a woman. Very sexy. Fuck, what is this? My mind. I can't stop thinking of slamming my cock in her ass. I want to choke her with my cum. I want to fill her pussy with my seed. Okay, buddy, you're going a little crazy.
Are you a devil girl? No, psoriasis.
Fuck, what the hell am I thinking? What's going on? Damn it, I completely lost it. Deep breaths, I gotta stay calm. I have nothing to worry about. Also, I'm not alone here. There's another thing next to me. What even is it? Is it alive? Maybe they're a student. They're probably here to enroll too.
My name's Cindy Lauffer, and I have eczema.
It is clear from how they move those tentacles that they're nervous. Poor thing, like me, they must have recently discovered that they're a monster. Probably in their normal form, they're a handsome guy with blue eyes and long hair. Can you shut up? A voice in my head. Okay, yeah, of course, completely normal. Wolf, is it you talking to me? What? I'm no wolf. It's me, Lenny. Oh, sorry, werewolf inside me. I didn't know you had a name. I accept you, Lenny, as a part of me. Let our coexistence be a great experience for the both of us together.
Lenny,
dude, come on. Are you stupid or what? Here, I'm here, not inside your head. Well, yeah, I am kind of inside your head. I speak telepathically, you see. I don't really have a mouth. What the fuck? Anyway, this is my normal form. Yes, I'm here to enroll, too.
What's your other form?
What
no,
are you?
Ugly.
I'm Lenny, I told you. Yeah, I got your name, but what are you? What species? Ah, you werewolves are just like humans. Always so fixated with species, races, kinds. Why talk about races? What is a race? It was just curiosity. I'm new to this world of creatures, you know. I just want to get to know it better. Yeah. Noob, I get it. Luckily, now you have me as a friend. Lenny will help you with everything. He'll give you advice and make you the coolest on campus.
So,
thank you, Lenny.
Lenny like a rabbit?
I appreciate it. Do you have any advice for me? No? I see. But, what? No, nothing you probably already know. What? Nothing, forget it. Nothing important. Lenny, I don't know jack shit about this world. Tell me. Don't swear. I should introduce my sister to you. Your sister? She attends Silverleaf too, you know. Thank you, Lenny. I'm sure she's a nice person, too. She's a very attractive girl, you know. Oh, I'm sure she is, Lenny, but I already have a girlfriend. Anne? Forget her. She's not the right woman for you.
Wait,
my sister, Monica. She's the right one for you. Want me to introduce her to you? No, Lenny, thank you. At the moment, I don't think I want to meet your sister. She's not as short as me, you know. She's tall and gorgeous. I'm sure she is, but really, I don't need to date any woman. Your loss. Anyway, what? Never mind. Damn it, Lenny, speak up. It's not something important, and besides, you probably already know. I just told you I know nothing about this place. I'm new here, and... Damn, that a demon's tail? Yet she's so sexy. Goat-like legs, too. But that tail, Fuck, I want to lick that tail, wrap it around my cock, and rub it on my glands until I ejaculate all over her ass. Oh,
this is a Middle Eastern tail.
Damn.
Goats.
What even are those thoughts? Dude, buddy, control yourself, okay? Listen to the slime guy. He knows, or the octopus guy. He knows. Fuck, Lenny, get out of my head. I'm just trying to help you. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Well, she has a tail coming out her back instead of the back of her ear.
Yeah, sometimes their tails are like that. Yeah. Oh, those cheeks, I want to clap them so bad. I want to stick my dick in there so bad. Grim, dude, you should. Fuck off, Lenny, get out of my head. Okay, dude, sorry, okay. Grim Wellwood, your documents are ready. Thank you, Miss Felvia. I'll go to my room right away if there's nothing else for me. You should behave yourself, Grim. Severleaf University is one of the most prestigious institutions in the world. You were only able to get in because of your father's recommendation. Yes, Miss Felvia, thank you again for this great opportunity. I promise that I'll be a model student. I'll maintain diligent, respectful behavior towards all my classmates and teachers. And the administrative staff? Yes, of course, even the administrative staff. I promise you I won't cause any problems. On the contrary, I'll give my contribution to make this place even better. And what? What else will you do? I'll do my best. I'll be wise and... And? Miss Felvia, I really should go now. I'd like to settle down as soon as possible so I can start attending the classes. And? What the fuck does this bitch want? They're all damn crazy in this fucking place.
What's your derelict?
It's really getting late. I'll get the documents and take my leave. Are you sure there's nothing else you wish to tell me? Miss Felvia, I really don't know what else to say. You could start by saying what you're thinking. What I'm thinking? I'm not thinking of anything in particular at the moment. Well, nothing worth saying. Are you sure? Of course, Miss Felvia. So you don't want to clap my ass cheeks real bad? Are you sure you don't want to wrap my tail around your cock and ejaculate all over my ass? Shit, does everyone read minds in this damn place? I told you to be careful with what you think, Grim. What the fuck, Lenny? You didn't tell me anything. Oh, didn't I? No. Huh, thought I did. Fuck you, Lenny.
Toby, you speak to
Grim! What? Are you sure you don't want to fill me with your seed?
I want to fuck you.
Yes, Felvia, I'm dying to fuck you. Don't be disrespectful, Grim. I'm still Miss Felvia to you. I like you, little wolf. I smell sex all over your body. And you know what? I want to fuck you, too. This place is so sad. Few people know how to have fun. You know how to have fun, Grim, don't you?
She's a sexy miss.
Yes, is she? Of course she is. Yes, Felvia. Miss Felvia, you know how to please a woman, don't you? Oh, yes, we can have fun together. I can't wait, little wolf. I can't wait to suck your cock dry. But now, it's not the right time. You gotta resist a little more. See you soon, Grim. And think of me often. Think of me when you're alone and when you touch yourself. I'll feel it, too.
Oh, well, there you go. That's marriage material right there.
Good Lord, yes, and I have seen that in real life.
Oh, yeah?
That is amazing. I could not believe it. I had to watch it 3-4 times. Actually, I think I have the GIF on my... No, I don't have anything
on
it.
I felt it. Long tongues, they're not that uncommon.
Super long tongues, man. Just one girl, I was like, I think I have it on my phone. This is all so insane, well beyond my cognitive abilities. That demonic nympho, what was up with that? I mean, couldn't they find someone more suited for that job? I think she does a good job, to be honest. Oh well, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just overwhelmed by all this. So many new things and oddities. That guy, he's sleeping in the sarcophagus. He's gonna be a mummy girl.
Yeah.
Or a mummy guy. For example, why the hell is there a stone coffin in my room? And again, I shouldn't be too surprised. It's probably normal for a dormitory of such a prestigious institution. I shouldn't be surprised. It's just a coffin, after all. It's ornamental, right? An odd decoration, but I guess it's culture. Folklore. That's all. See, Grim, everything you see and surround yourself with can be analyzed and rationalized. Everything can be explained with a simple, logical analysis. The coffin isn't really opening. It's just a museum piece. Looks like it's opening, but it's just my eyes being tricked by the perspective. Yep, that's right. Damn perspective. Weird optical illusions. That's all it is. It's not like there's someone emerging from the bottom of the coffin. It's probably just a reflection of my body. Definitely just a reflection. Indeed, it's identical to me. He's wearing jeans. He has shoes. My fear is completely illogical. I wouldn't worry about it. As soon as the sun changes its position, this weird reflection would go away. It's incredible how reflections can be so, realistic. He kind of looks like Eddie from Iron Maiden. Okay, no. Enough nonsense. There's a fucking living mummy in my room. Hey, hi. You must be Grim. Me? Yeah, I'm Grim. You're different from what I expected. Different? Different how? I expected you to be furrier, I guess. You know I'm a werewolf, or I only have fur when I transform. I only have more hair when I transform. Of course, obviously. Anyway, nice to meet you. I'm Oliver. Nice to meet you too, Oliver. Welcome to Silverleaf, dude. Thank you, dude. So, Grim, have you settled in already? Not at all, or I think so. We're gonna go with not at all. No, not at all. Everything is so new and confusing. I'm having trouble understanding this new reality. Oh, I see you're new to our world, huh? Yeah, I can see that. You know, it was the same for me when I woke up. Some idiot archaeologist couldn't mind his own business and desecrated my tomb, bringing me back to life because of some damn spell that was cast on me before I, you know, died. Wow, so you really did die? What is it like? Yeah, nothing special, really. Tell me about you. What's your story? Well, there isn't much to say. Until yesterday, I was just an ordinary guy with a beautiful girlfriend and a scholarship. And, well, I transformed. And I discovered that my father's a werewolf, too. Oh, and my mother was one, too. Was? Yeah. She passed away when I was a kid. Damn, I'm sorry, friend. It must have created a huge void in your life. It certainly did. It's been years, but the wound is still open. Yeah, I wouldn't want to seem inappropriate, but my parents died several thousand years ago, and I still want to cry every evening. However? Tears don't come out. I've been mummified, remember? Oh, of course. I'm sorry. No problem. You know, this has its advantages, like not having to pee. Interesting. I gotta go now. I have an appointment at the secretary's office. The secretary, Miss Felvia? Exactly, you met her, right? Yeah, that mind-reading nympho. She's not a nympho, she's a succubus! Yep. And she doesn't read minds, dude. She just has a weird effect on weak minds. She plants horny thoughts, you know. Oh! What does that mean? It means that what you thought wasn't really you, you know? That was all her doing. It was her telling you what to think. Diabolical. Anyway, she's still a nymphomaniac succubus. Just a succubus. Dude, she's definitely a nympho. She wanted to fuck me so bad she barely knew my name. How would you define a woman like that? How would I define her? If she's that horny and horned, that's a succubus. If you say so. So you didn't fuck her? Well, no. Too bad. Should I have? Well, fuck, of course you should have, but she's a fucking demon. Succubus, not just any demon. Succubi are sustained by sexual energy. They feed on it. They gargle on cum like you need to drink water. And believe me, getting your rocks off with Miss Felvia is not something you easily forget. Did you fuck her? Me? No, fuck, I wish. Felvia goes crazy for big dick people like you. My dick, it doesn't really work that well, you know? I see. I mean, I don't get it, but let's just pretend I do. What don't you get? A succubus, not a demon who fucks all the guys she meets when she's not a nymphomaniac. Listen, Grim, nymphs are nymphos. They're a different species. It's like if you had a dog and called it a cat. Now do you get it? So nymphs exist too, and they're nymphomaniacs? Bingo, you're starting to understand, huh? But I really have to go now. I don't want to be late. Succubi can hold a grudge. She might suck my soul away. Damn, succubi can suck off your soul? Off me, yeah. Off you? Nah, they would suck something else from you. Hee hee, see ya, man. Okay, so that's all we're gonna do for this one for now. I really got into this. I was actually reading this because I was enthralled with it. I like the idea of different monsters in the college. Like, being a dick is a great college game, right? But this flips it on its head. Because now we have a college full of all these different creatures. And it's not even like Lust Academy, where you have a few different types of creatures. Like, yes, there's a succubus in Lust Academy, but the succubus in this game is more like a traditional succubus. And Yes, I know that she has the demon form with the wings and all that shit, but this one actually, you know, kind of looks more like one of the demons in Doom, and I mean the old Doom, like the 90s Doom, with the hooves and everything. Because I don't recall what's-her-name having hooves in Lust Academy. But this is a whole different ballgame. So, you know, I kind of want to bring you more of this, like, just because it's that interesting to me. So, I'll see if I can slot it later, but it's definitely on the list. Not right now, we got to get through a lot of these other shit that we're currently in. But this has been a great preview for a game that hopefully we can get to and get through and enjoy. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with another great AVN. So stay tuned, guys. I'm out.